From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
20 degrees, 717, Wildcat News. Good morning. We have Nicole Fusco in studio. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Your January is going well?
It is. It's very busy preparing for this weekend, but it's going great.
Well, tell us about what's happening this weekend.
Oh, lots of things. So Friday evening at the basketball games, we're getting ready for our silent auction. So the girls and their families, as well as many area businesses, which we're super thankful for, have donated items and baskets that people can bid on. So this is a fundraiser for us. There's going to be lots of great stuff. They'll be set up at both basketball games, and the winners will be able to grab their things and take them home. I believe we say after halftime of boys varsity is when we like close it and let people start collecting. But we've got some amazing things there. I know there's like a $600 certificate from TC Med Spa.
Wow.
And like Bolt has over a $50 gift card they've given us. Two Half Hogs, Roger Carlson. Like we got all kinds of great things that people can come bid on and support the team. And then on Saturday morning, we'll be getting ready for our kids clinic. So we do this every year. Kids from pre-K through eighth grade are able to sign up and they get a t-shirt and we teach them a dance. And then their family can come watch them at noon and see the dance that they learned. And then they have that t-shirt souvenir. And then our fifth through eighth grade group, we invite them to come actually then perform again at our showcase in the evening. So this Saturday, January 25th at 6:30 is our big showcase where we do all of our dances from the year, not just our state routines, but everything else that we've been learning. We have a routine with friends. So the girls each pick like a girlfriend to come dance with them. We have a co-ed. We have a dad dance, which is always a crowd favorite.
That sounds fun.
It is. And fun story. So my dad did the dad dance with me, you know, like 20-ish years ago. And he's actually doing the dance with my daughter. So I think that's pretty awesome that, you know, 20 years later, he's back out on the floor with her. So really excited for this weekend.
Sounds like a blast.
It is. It is. Admission is only $5. If you come to the kids clinic, admission is also $5 for that. But like we give you a ticket and you can come in Saturday evening without having to pay again. So like if you come to the afternoon show, you don't have to pay again to get into the evening show.
So it's a carryover.
Yep.
So
you only have to pay $5 the one time. And then kids 5 and under are free. There's no admission for them. So
sounds like a blast.
It is.
You're always working so hard on your routines. And how many students do you have? I've asked before, but
this year, well, it varies. This year, there are 15 girls currently on the team. It usually varies from somewhere between 15 to 20 has been about the average.
Are you self-funded?
So the school is amazing in that it provides us transportation to our events like state dance and other things, but everything else is self-funded. Any costumes, any pom-poms, staying at hotels, competition entry fees, like everything is done via fundraisers and sponsors, which is why we do several fundraisers throughout the year.
So you would
like
our
silent auction we're doing Friday.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Any additional donations would be very happily accepted.
Oh, yes. We love and accept the donations all the time. One of the times we really push it is during the summer. We ask for sponsors because that way you get more recognition for your donation and we put you on our poster. And if you give like a larger donation, then you'll be on the back of our clinic shirts. So like for our clinic that we're having Saturday, on the back of those shirts, like our higher end sponsors, they're listed on there.
Are you out in the summertime doing parades?
Yes. So in the summer, we typically have some camps and learn some routines. And then we also perform like at the 4th of July parade. We've had other areas ask us to come and do parades and different things. It's just a matter of our availability because summer can be tough to get everyone together.
you have to get to class.
Yes.
I don't want to cut you short, but give us the details again about Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so Friday, come watch and support the basketball games. And simultaneously, you can check out all the amazing items we're going to have available on our silent auction. Saturday, our clinic for the kids starts at 10 a.m. and their performance is at noon, $5 to get into that. And then our big showcase that the girls have worked so, so hard for is at 6:30 this Saturday. Again, admission is $5. Kids 5 and under are free. If you came to the clinic earlier, you don't have to pay to get in again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Anything we're missing? Anything you want to cover? Anything else?
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Yeah.
Nicole Fusco is the dance instructor, the
head coach.
Head coach.
My assistant coach will be taking over next year. This is my, I forgot to tell you, this is my final year.
What? You dropped this news on us right now?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your years
Seven
of dedication.
Years. Yep.
Yeah. And your assistant is going to be taking over
yep.
next year.
Caitlin Holm.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And we'll miss you.
Yeah.
So she's going to be coming in to do all these early morning interviews.
Yes, I warned her.
Okay. Again, good luck to you. Thank you so much for all your hard work, your commitment, and your work with all of the students and dancers.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the year. It's 723 and 20 degrees at Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.